The March digital edition of School News Roll Call for Los Angeles County Office of Education Superintendent's Annual Issue features an article by Dr. Deborah Duardo, Superintendent. I am honored to welcome you to School News Roll Call's Los Angeles County Superintendent's Issue for 2021. It's been a year like no other. Our education communities have risen to the daunting challenges of this COVID-19 pandemic. There hasn't been another period in recent history that so clearly demonstrated the vital and unique role of public education in our society. We have seen greater appreciation for the essential caretaking role schools play in our communities, as well as increased recognition of teachers and school staff, their skills, and their important role in supporting student well-being. In this special annual edition, you will find valuable information about your school districts and their efforts to ensure students are safe, healthy, and engaged in learning during this unprecedented time. You will learn how districts continue to promote educational excellence during distance learning, providing hope and a vision to see students succeed during COVID-19 and beyond. The Los Angeles County Office of Education is the nation's largest regional education agency. We support and protect the education and well-being of Los Angeles County's nearly 2 million children through an equity lens. There are 80 school districts spread across 4,000 square miles of our county. LACOE serves all those districts and their more than 1.4 million students. We do this in many ways. As mandated by the state legislature, LACOE certifies the financial health of individual districts and approves the related local control and accountability plans. This translates into LACOE's monitoring of over $18 billion in education funding for Los Angeles County. In addition, LACOE plays a key role in reviewing each district's budget to ensure fiscal solvency and works with them to correct any budgetary problems. We also help districts save and safeguard their money through the cost-effective delivery of essential administrative and business services. One such service equates to LACOE processing 174,000 monthly payroll warrants for school employees. We educate the county's most vulnerable students, including justice-involved youth and others at high risk of dropping out or with unique needs. We also support the academic needs of LA County's over 26,000 foster youth and 63,000 students experiencing homelessness. LACOE also operates the nation's top-performing Los Angeles County High School for the Arts, as well as the popular International Polytechnic High School. We also partner with other county agencies on 15 community schools throughout Los Angeles County that aim to disrupt poverty and address longstanding inequities by focusing on schools as the heart of the community. In addition, LACOE reaches out to students, families, and communities with early childhood programs, parenting, and literacy classes, as well as job development services. The centerpiece of our school readiness efforts in our early learning program. As California's largest Head Start grantee, as well as provider of state programs, LACOE serves about 11,000 children and their families each year. LACOE plays an important role in turning around low-performing schools and ensuring compliance with federal and state laws, providing districts with technical assistance and intervention support strategies. We provided guidance, expertise, and support to our 80 districts to ensure student learning continues and staff and students are physically and mentally healthy. Over 100,000 educators attend our trainings annually. The pandemic has brought much of the work of LACOE to the forefront of the education pandemic response here in Los Angeles County. Districts turn to LACOE for state-of-the-art technology services, specialized training and professional development for teachers and school administrators, and other supports and services. We offer tools and resources to help districts successfully navigate this dynamic public health crisis and prepare for reopening of schools. We provided child care through our Head Start program, connected families with food services through our nutrition services and community schools, and supported distance learning through professional development. With our current focus on equity, the whole child, and the power of one Los Angeles County, we developed partnerships with the Departments of Public Health, Mental Health, and Children and Family Services to get our students and their families the services they need. Our initiative to help close the digital divide has been made possible the distribution of more than 48,000 devices and more than 32,000 hotspots to students in need in 55 districts. Acting on our proposal, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors allocated $12.5 million in federal coronavirus relief funds for technology and internet connectivity needed by students to successfully participate in distance learning. These are just a few examples of our current initiatives to ensure every student receives the support and opportunities they need to achieve their fullest potential during this challenging time. As you browse the pages of this special edition of School News Roll Call, you will learn how our distinguished district superintendents are leading efforts to provide the best possible education for our students in Los Angeles County as we work together to chart a vision for how education can emerge stronger from this crisis. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this entire issue to learn what is happening in your school district.